This is Coast Radio News for Thursday, January 23rd, 2020. I'm George Henry. The issue of a potential threat on January 13th against students and staff at Sayislaw Middle School has resolved in the expulsion of a student. Individuals that were mentioned in the threat have been notified by school officials, and school superintendent Andy Grzeszkowiak issued a statement to parents and guardians of students apologizing for the use of the word hoax to describe the situation. Grzeszkowiak noted that the resolved threat was a malicious attempt to cause fear in those that received the messages. He said that the word choice in the automated calls and subsequent letters that went out does not diminish the emotional harm to those impacted by the incident, nor were they meant to minimize the overall seriousness of the situation. Florence police, according to the release, are forwarding the legal violation to the district attorney. There will be a Roadie Weekend Show and Shine after all. The status of the event was in jeopardy after last year's event, with no entity available to take on the future of the annual car show. The popular car show was on the verge of being canceled, but the Rods and Roadies organization has agreed to take up the event and have been working with businesses to shore up the space in the grocery outlet parking lot. Gary Cargill is the board chairman for the Rods and Roadies and says he is making progress towards presenting an even bigger event this year. Cargill will outline the event on the February edition of Our Town. The U.S. Coast Guard has issued a release detailing the dangers of crossing hazardous bars along the Oregon and Washington coast. The recent marine casualty of a commercial vessel in Coos Bay has prompted the statement. There was no loss of life in that case, but a similar accident in Yakuna Bay resulted in the loss of the crew and the vessel. Bar conditions are regulated by the Coast Guard and can be found at a website online. Website information will be on our online edition of Coast Radio News. They include closures, restricted conditions, nighttime operations, and rough bar escorts. Bar closures are regulated by the captain of the port when environmental conditions exceed the operational limitations of the relevant Coast Guard search and rescue resources. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, January 23rd, 2020.